let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond. This Week in America, the highly acclaimed Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Tom Rodgeb Rickey-Dunn reminds you that your subconscious mind can give you anything you want in your life. By having the right mindset, you can have what you want to have. Dr. Tom Rodgeb Rickey-Dunn is an international best-selling author. He's the author of the book we'll be talking about on the program today, Your Subconscious Mind, and he joins us from Australia on today's This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Welcome, sir.
It is such a fascinating topic, and you do such an excellent job. The book is receiving internationally excellent reviews. The book is called Your Subconscious Mind. Throughout the interview, I will give you the spelling of Dr. Tom Rott's name, and we'll get you information on where the book's available. First of all, let's talk about the inspiration in writing this book. Where did you get the idea from and the decision made then to write this book, Your Subconscious Mind?
I don't know about myself before, and then what I don't know myself. And then I see when I walk one day from my home to swimming area, I get this idea. And then after that, I put in my notebook, and then I really start to write what I see in my idea.
Interesting. And out of that came Your Subconscious Mind. That's the book we're talking about on today's program. Dr. Tom Rott's website is drtamerat.com. The book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Author Reputation Press. I'll give you those and the correct spelling as we go through. When you wrote this book, what were your plans going into this project? And what are your plans now in getting this word out there? Because it really is touching in a very positive way a number of people all across the globe.
Yeah, you know, life, it's beautiful. Life is so fantastic. It is really amazing if you know, what you don't know about yourself. So the book's all about, what you have unclear, you get a lot of clutter in your life. So once you are aware about that one, you see the brightness, you see the good life. So all about is when you know what you don't know about your subconscious mind, you start to see in a different way. That's all about.
Talk about your transformation, your evolution as you realize this and put these principles into your everyday life. The book is Your Subconscious Mind. Dr. Tom Rodgeb Rickey-Dunn is our guest, coming to us from Australia on This Week in America. What was that like in discovering these principles, putting them into practice in your life and seeing changes? What was that like for you?
It is interesting, really interesting. I remember I was blind about energy perspective in the long time ago. But what when I see myself in a day, a happy life and happy and enjoy life. But I saw somewhere I missed that happiness. And then one day I get up in my bed and I had a very, really, really nice moment, happy feeling. But I know somewhere when I go, when I out, I miss this happiness. But now, when I realized, through a lot of education, a lot of study, a lot of practice, that's all about is your subconscious mind. Because through your five senses, when you are interact with people, you are conditioned into your subconscious mind, consciously or unconsciously. So you go you are manipulated about by your subconscious mind. When you are conscious about your subconscious mind, you don't know about what you are conscious that directly affected you, the way you feel, the way you create characteristics. So after that, now is my life is better and better, and I improve a lot of things.
And because of writing this book in particular, Your Subconscious Mind, you're making lives better for other people who are following your guideline and discovering what you found, which is happiness. Do you plan on writing more? This book is doing so well internationally. Will you be doing any more writing in particular on this topic?
I have another three books, actually, but it is now it's publishing by publishers, this one. I have another three books also, yeah.
That's fantastic. And you can get the information, of course, you can go to our website. Dr. Tom Rott's website is drtamerat.com. You can link on by going to our website, Author Reputation Press, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com as well. Talk about coming up with the title of the book. It's so important. People glance at a book, glance at a book review, and from the title often make a determination. You catch attention with that. Talk about coming up with that title. It's very simple, and it states exactly what you're talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah. My first book is Thinking Outside the Book, and the second is Your Emotion Help You, and the third one is To Heal Your Emotion.
And that just by all of those, we could talk an hour on each of those. And we can't today, but maybe we can do this at another time. Talk about what writing means to you. Why do you write? What is so satisfying about taking these concepts, these principles, and relaying them to people in a way that's understandable and it's relatable? Why do you write?
Like giving back, you know. Giving back, it means, like, I put in this way, like a lot of authors written a lot of things. I see myself, I learn from there. And then you learn what you don't learn, you know, it means because I learn from a lot of authors, and then you're giving back, you know, what you have awareness about, you give back for the other people.
Yes, and you've done that so well in giving back. The book is Your Subconscious Mind. What do you go through in writing a book? Let's take this book, for example. How long a process was it for you to go through and to write this book, where you felt that you've taken these concepts and really laid them out in such a way that they would be helpful for the reader?
Yeah, at that time I was full-time. I was like, my consciousness level, I say, is so higher. I really am so higher. I read a lot. I'm full-time, and then full-time writing, and then highest motivations, you know what I mean? So it's, yes. I was, when I see myself in that moment, I was wondering. I start my five books, but I haven't finished almost 2 years now. You see, but that one I finished within 3-4 months, you know what I mean? So, yes. Like, I every day, every 5-6 days, I give, like, after I get the idea, I write every day, you know? So, like, when you love something, really, really, like, you give your energy fully, and then you don't know, you just, the only thing what you know about when you finish about what you start.
What is it like? What do you go through when you're writing a book? Is that something where you set aside a certain time every day, or basically when you really feel like you're into the thought process that you're able to sit and write? What do you go through as you're writing?
Yeah, first of all, like, I go to the gym. After that, I go swimming, spa, and then I come back in my home, and then I sleep a little bit, meditate. And then I get up, and then I get, like, I am in a good state of being, you know, like, very, like, I feel happy, I enjoy, and then that's my time to finish my desire.
So sort of in the zone, when you get there, then you're able to think all of this through and express yourself.
Yes, exactly, sir.
Dr. Tom Rott, Gabriki Don is our guest on the program. I'm going to spell that now, and we'll spell it again at the end of the program if you're Googling. The doctor's website is very simple, Dr. Tom Rott, TAMERAT.com. The spelling of the middle name, which word, which you'll find on the cover of the book, it's WORDE. And the last name, Gabriki Don is GEBRIKIDANE. Title of the book is Your Subconscious Mind. You'll find it at Author Reputation Press, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. When we wrap up, I'll give you all that again. But the book is doing so well, and you'll discover that for yourself when you, you have a chance to pick up a copy and learn more about the book, Your Subconscious Mind. Let's talk about the subconscious mind. Somebody is listening to the program today and they're thinking, this topic really fascinates me. I've heard about subconscious mind. I really don't know how to use it, how to tap into it, if I'm able to program it. How would you like people to read this book, and what would you like them to take away from reading Your Subconscious Mind?
Like when he reads about the book, he learn about, you know, like, if you want to change, you have to have cultivate some skill, you know. When you learn, when you read about this one, he starts develop or cultivates the knowingness skill, you know.
Yes.
That's he get from my book.
The book is available at the usual places. I'll give those to you again. It's Your Subconscious Mind. How difficult is it to tap into your subconscious mind? And I say tap into. I don't know if that's the correct expression. How, we've heard for a long time about subconscious thought. How do we utilize that? How do we get into the subconscious mind and make it work for us, to shape us?
Yeah, it's just like, but like when we, it is a very big topic, and a very, it is a, it's not like, when you see, like, everyone have, like, you tap in, that's a good word. You know, like, when you go in subconscious mind, we say, like, that is the highest stage. Some people, like, using in subconscious mind in the good way, you know, like, subconscious minds, you don't know good or bad. What when you tap in, like, in a bad way, that it means when you are conditioned of that subconscious mind, that is that you get tricked, you know, because probably what you bring to be is like the negative energy. So in that moment, and then the subconscious come into your conscious mind, and then what you conscious to be, your subconscious, that it is a negative mind that's affected you. But in, if you see in the other way, in the other way, when you tap your subconscious mind in a positive way, that is a very important. You are in a creative zone. So you have to know how to tap, and then you have to have to know the skill, you know, why you read about this book, you know. You have to know what you intend about, you know. You have to be forced, not something forced you. You have to be forced into your intent. That is the one way to release and then to exchange the energy.
Is it difficult to get to that place where you're able to tap into your subconscious mind? Is it difficult to get there?
Yeah, actually, it depends. If you go in a chronical way, it's like you probably, yeah, you go in a medical stuff, something. It depends. It depends on the people, you know, like some is low, some is higher, it takes long, some is short. It depends, you know.
With us on the program, our guest coming to us from Australia, Dr. Tamrat Gebrigidan. He's the author and international bestseller, author of the book Your Subconscious Mind that we're talking about in the program. Is there a difference between subconscious mind and mindset, or do the two go hand in hand?
Yeah, hand. Like when you have a mindset, it means one, like when you say state of being, the way you think and then you feel, and then that it means one state of being. It is one state. That state, it means you're conscious about, and that directly the subconscious mind is speaking, you know. So the more you set that one, it means the more you get in that habit. And then the more you're going to be what's happening, subconscious mind has developed energy of that state.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, you can have what you want to have by tapping into your subconscious mind. Talk about that. How do you do that? You've got an important presentation coming up. Let's say you're talking about the book, and you need to tap into that your subconscious mind so that you can achieve what you want, which is to change the lives of the people that are there to listen to you. How do you go? Is there a process you go through, or how do you achieve subconscious mind?
I bring again about, I love the word, the word you say, that state, the state of being, what you say, that one.
Yes.
You just use that. That state has to be then a good intent. And then loyal for that intent. Give time. And then loyal inside and, you know, congruence in that. And then keep time and then keep repetition about that. And then you start to cultivate your intent or that your desire. So you have to know the state zone, you know. That is a basic, that is a fundamental.
And this is something that applies basically, as I'm reading, to all facets of your life. You have chapters, your subconscious mind, for home, for your education, your wife, day to day, for work, for your environment. This really is something that's total life immersion for us, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, sir. Yeah.
That's what makes it so fascinating, that this is something that can be tapped into and used for all of our lives. Somebody listening, what would you say how your book could change their life? I talk about people just in reading reviews where you've made a tremendous positive impression in people's lives, life-altering. What would you say to people that are going, you know, this is, I want more information. Could this work for me? What would you say to them?
Yeah, just read it, and then it is very hard to sometimes. So for some people it's very easy to understand. For some people probably it is difficult, because you say to me like, that's the state of being. When he gets that state of being, is that is the alpha zone or the learning zone. He learn, you know, he takes some, a little, and then he go read and read. He gets some and some, and then that is, and then starts to realize about something about him. And that is the first way of the change, because now he realizes to be one thing, and then you get another realizations, and then third and fourth, and then he starts to see his life in a different way.
I keep talking about changes in lives, and I'm saying that based on just response from people who have been readers of your book. If people read Your Subconscious Mind and really take to heart and implement what you're talking about, what type of changes do you think what are realistic changes they could expect to see in their lives?
Life is so, if you see in the life perspective, life is so many, like, which life you want to change? Life relationship, life financial, which way? You just see yourself, and then which way you get trapped more, and then to reduce about that, you know. So once you know about that, and then you just do plan, and then you change that. That's the state of your thoughts, the state of your emotion. You know, you go in that process, and then you notice about the inner, you see something movement, you see better. Instead of unlike, you start like.
What was that like when you started this and you did see changes? You applied the principles that you talk about, and you started seeing positive changes. What's that like? I would think right there it's like a light bulb goes off, and it's like, you know, this works, and I've really discovered sort of a new me. Is that what it feels like?
Yeah. Let I put it this way. Probably like you see something before, and then you are unconscious about you, and then immediately when you say about that one, you are conditioned to be in that thing is a negative. And then you trust about your sense of reality. You trust about your sense of reality, and then you just conscious about what you trust, that is a negative energy, and then immediately toasted by your emotion, that the negative one. But when you someone helping you, and then you see about that one, he teach you or you learn about something, you start not to see what you see before. You see that is a changing moment. And then now what you see, and then totally the way information, probably the way it comes about what in the previous one, you're going to be controlled. You are not to be conscious about it. That is, you are detached. This is a detaching. Now you are detaching. So when you are detaching, that it means you are free, you are not to be affected.
You know, and you mentioned teaching. We have a teacher. When you buy a copy of the book, Your Subconscious Mind, by Dr. Tom Rotkev Rikidan, he is there for you to go through the process and breaks it down in a way that you are fully able to understand this. Just a few minutes left in the program, but the time has gone by very quickly. What has this been like for you? Is this an ongoing process? Do you feel you've got this all under control now? Or are you learning things about yourself and your mind every day? Yeah, that's what I thought the answer would be. So this is still an evolutionary process for you, it sounds like.
Yeah. Still, you have to learn every day. It is like every day is a learning moment. You have to stretch yourself.
Yes.
That's all about life. You just keep reading, keep changing yourself. I'm learning a lot of things. You just keep in, and you don't put yourself in the limitation. You just move and move, you know.
Well, that's interesting. If you stay stationary, you're not going to go anywhere, obviously. So you really need that that impetus to get going, and you'll find it in the book by Dr. Tom Rott. I'm going to mention Your Subconscious Mind. The other books, and are you working on something now?
Yeah. But I haven't finished. Probably I almost have, but I'm going to be sooner. I don't know. Probably I have to just, give the time. If I give him my time, what are they? I give the idea, and then I'm going to be finished.
Yes.
Probably this year or next year. I don't know.
Well, we're available whenever. I would love to talk about that. And all of the books, information you'll find online. And Dr. Tom Rott's website is drtamerat.com. Is that the best place to go to find books? I would assume that would have all of your information there.
www.drtamerat.com and Amazon or other like all publishing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find there.
Yep, they have all the book you'll find there, and we'll have information on the description for the program and on our website as well, that we'll have all of that there. And we're talking about the book specifically, Your Subconscious Mind, and Tom Rott is T-A-M-E-R-A-T. The middle name is used in the title, W-O-R-D-E. And Gebrikidan is Gebrikidane. I've given you a lot. We've got it all on our website. Dr. Tom Rott's website's easy to remember, and you'll find all the information there. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. It's been enlightening and enriching for us, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for coming to us on the program from Australia today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on today's program online, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.